But the present moment, with Plato's tribesmen sneaking in behind official political ideologies, and as an aside, my son recently said, well, you know, it's not really accurate to use the word fascism. And this is an interesting question we may want to or not talk about, because it is a global totalitarianism that is being orchestrated. But fascism is a means, that just as democracy was a means of realizing. It's one of the means. It's a tool. And it is not. I mean, we saw in this country a coup attempt against Franklin Delano Roosevelt when there was back then an attempt to install a global totalitarianism. That objective, that aim never goes away as long as there is these tiny few who think they are gods. We've never dealt with this problem since they came into existence in the last 250 years or so. This attempt of this tiny few to systematize their actions. So now it is time to do what has been long postponed, which is address this question of hidden power. So these guys, these Plato's tribesmen, sneak in behind official political ideologies globally, trying to hide their totalitarian intent. But in this moment, and that's what's going on at the moment. This allows us to see a different layer, in a sense, or see this metaphor of George Eliot's more darkly from their perspective, sinister from their perspective. How do you know the pitch of that great bell, we the people? From their perspective is, how do you know what's going on with that great bell? The French Revolution and its aftermath took the power aligned completely by surprise. They never wanted to find themselves in that position again. Which is the point, I think, of this massive surveillance structure that's being set up globally to have every move we make tracked electronically, every thought we think, power sanctioned and guided. So, can they? Without our discussions, it seems so. How clear are we the people that that's the point of it? And why are we not discussing it?